Today's share in the Dear Shem Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tzadi Aleph Omud Beis. And we have the schus today, we're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, to do two simonim today. Very unusual, two short simonim, Simon Tuf Pei Dalid, which deals with the halach of somebody making geseda for somebody else, and Simon Tuf Pei Hei, which deals with the person who swears that he will not eat matzah. So let's begin. We have a lot to do. Simon Tuf Pei Dalid Sif Aleph. We begin with Mechaber, it's in the bottom of Tzadi Aleph Omud Aleph. Man de boile bruche bisrei o bislos bati. Somebody who has to go to other people's houses to conduct the seder for them. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkon Aleph explains, mishum she'ein behem mishi yodei lekadish v'lo mehagada. In those houses, let's say he's the rav of the shul, in those other houses, the people don't know how to run a haggadah. And he never has to go to their houses to go and teach him how to do the haggadah. The Shaar HaTzion in Nos Aleph says, because de'im yodim ein nochon lechatchil ol tzion. If they know how to do a haggadah, if they can make all the brachos, if they can do everything by themselves, then why is he going there to do it for them? Either have a joint seder, and then he could be with them, or they should be saying the brachos on their own. And we learned in the Mishnah Berurah previously, which you can see in Dirshu footnote number 1, Shema Shomim Kiddush Mimi Shekvar Yotzo Yidei Chovas Kiddush Yodim L'Kadish Batzmi. If somebody's being motzi somebody else and they know how to make their own Kiddush, so there is an opinion that says Yeshomim Shenu Yotzi Yidei Chovah B'Shmiya. They can't be yotzi with him unless he's also being yotzi. But if he's just making Kiddush for them and they know how to make their own Kiddush, then there is an opinion that says that he can't do that. The Pri Chodesh disagrees. He says Shebuchol Ofen Yochal Otzi Yidei Chovah. Pri Chodesh says you can. The Artzus Achaim questions, he says, Me'ikra din yochol otzion b'chol ofen. Yes, maybe technically you can, but l'chatchila, certainly. Kivan shamotziyim enam yotzei achshel b'kiddish, the one who is being motzi, them ha-motziyom enam yotzei achshel b'kiddish, they know how to make their own kiddish, mitzvah she'ikachel b'yatzim. They certainly shouldn't do it on their own, so obviously, as the Shaar HaTzion pointed out, we're dealing over here with somebody that doesn't know, the Chofetz Chaim pointed out in the Mishnah Berurah, we're dealing here with somebody that doesn't know how to make all of the Seder by himself. That's why the rabbi, or whoever it is coming over to do it for them. So how do you conduct a Seder in this way? The person who's going to do a Seder for other people. So first, do his own. Machaber continues, Mavarach Bereisha Beveisei, he does his Kiddush and his whole Seder in his house. V'yachol komai detzaruch, he eats his meal over there, Mavarach Berachas HaMazon. And he goes all the way up to the third coast, including Berachas HaMazon. Then he could, ideally, we'll see, he could even finish the Seder, but if he wants to, at this point he could stop and go over to all of their houses that he has to go to and run the Seder for them. He'll make the bracha, but they'll drink the kos of Kiddush, and they'll eat the matzahs, v'achle yarkiu matzah, they'll eat the matzah and the yirokos, the karpas, and the amara, etc. He'll say the maggit for them. But he can't go and eat with them. He's just making the brachas for them and running the seder for them, but he already finished eating because he had the afikom and he can't have anything else. He lets them finish their meal. He can make the bracha for them for birchas hamazon if they don't know it. If they do know it, so then we'll see that they have to make their own birchas hamazon. If they're able to, he could say it word by word and they could say it with him, and then he's not making the birchas hamazon for them. But ideally, the Mechaber is telling us, they should make the Birchas HaMazon for themselves. But if they don't know how, then he can say it for them, but he's not being motzi them. He can't be motzi somebody else in the Birchas HaMazon if you didn't eat. But he can say, Baruch, they say Baruch. He says Atah, they say Atah. Then he can say Hashem's name, the real Hashem's name, as we'll see. And he's yotzei them, not directly, but he's teaching them how they can be motzi themselves. And then after they're done, you go to the next house, he does the same exact thing again. And finally, when he's done teaching all those people, he goes back to his own house, and since he stopped at the end of the third cup, so he can say the rest of the Hallel now in his own house, and he drinks the fourth cup on Hallel, and he concludes the rest of the Seder, Nirtza. Now that was a huge mouthful. We have a lot of Mishnah Berurah to catch up to, so let's go to Sivkot and Beis. The Mishnah Berurah writes, in his own house, he first makes the Kiddush, and he does his entire Haggadah, Hakol Keseder, following like he would if he was doing it on his own, alone, without having to run to anybody else's house. He eats his whole matzah and mara, he eats the meal, he has the afikomen, and he says all the way up to Birchas HaMazon, including Birchas HaMazon, Sivkot Gimel, and he says Birchas HaMazon, v'shosa hakos, and he drinks the cup of Birchas HaMazon. But he can't say, okay, I'll come back afterwards. No, You never should leave the place where you are if you're obligated to say Birchas Hamazon without saying it. The issue footnote number two brings down, because you're going to forget. He brings down from the Ramah, L'chadchila osu lako mimkomo b'lo bracha. You should never leave without benching, because we all know, human nature, you're going to forget, and therefore do it now. And he says, if you did get up and go, even though with the intention to come back and make the benching, you may forget, or that you're going to be too long until the food is all digested, and therefore don't do this. He adds further, if there's no way that this will happen, for example, he's going to eat in the other place, so therefore he'll definitely bench over there. You're allowed to split the suud up into two places, you just can't split the afikoman up into two places. So he's being invited over to the house to finish up the meal there. So there's no way he'll forget, even there, you shouldn't leave your house without benching. It's only b'di'evet that he left, that he eats over there, he can bench over there, but not l'chadchila. Mishabur continues, and he says, v'afilu b'dayto lecho shom yoseh, and this is even true, as I just pointed out from the issue for number two, if he's even going to eat over there, he still shouldn't leave your house without benching. Now, Mishabur Sivkot and Dalet says, afterwards, you go and go to each of their houses, Rotz Lomar, Shemakadish Lam, you go to their house, you make kiddush for family number one. Then you go and make the rest of the Seder there for family number one, and you go to family number two afterwards and do the same thing. You can actually say, Bori Priya Goffin, but they're going to drink. You can't drink. You say the Bori Priya Dom on the Karpas, and they eat. You say the Hoagoda, and you say the Baruch on the second coast, and they eat and drink, not you. All the other Baruchas as well. If you're eating a bag of potato chips, I can't make the Bar Pia Dom or Shako, depending on what type of potato chips it is. I can't make that for you, and you eat, and I don't eat. Normally, by a Birchas Nenin, for something which you're thanking Hashem for giving it to you, you have to participate in it to be motzi somebody else. A Birchas Mitzvah, like Kiddush, you can go and be motzi them, even though you're not drinking. But by a Birchas Nenin, which is what all of these brachas are, how do you do this? So Gemara says, "Shiny birchas alecha shematza," because bread over here is different. The kiddush hayom shem chova, these are different over here, because their obligation, their mitzvah obligations. Hilchoch yochel levarch lotzi acherim av sheinu nena. Therefore, you can be motzi them based upon the principles that's outlined in Dershu footnote number three. Shekol Yisrael arevim ze lo ze. That by a birchas hamitzvah, since we're all obligated, I can fulfill his obligation by saying it for him, and he's yotzei the mitzvah by doing the actual act of the mitzvah, i.e. eating the matzah. And since I'm obligated to see that he eats matzah, so therefore I can make the bracha for him. As opposed to birchas hanenim, he's not obligated to eat that bag of potato chips, and therefore I can't make the bracha for him unless I'm also being yotze. So that's the Mishnah Berurah's question over here. How is he allowed to do this? So how can he do the karpas? Because the karpas is also a mitzvah. That's why all of these things are mitzvah items. They're not just pure birchas hanenin. It's not just, oh, this matzah is delicious. Oh, this karpas, this mora is delicious. No, they're mitzvahs, and that's why I can be motzi them. Dishu footnote number four adds to this, and he says, birchas hamotzi v'shalosh sudas b'shabbos. How come I can't be motzi somebody on shalosh sudas? Because that's also a mitzvah, isn't it? But the answer is that you're getting a lot of hanoah out of that. And therefore, it's also a birchas hanenin, and you can't just be motzi somebody without eating with them. As opposed to the karpas. Nobody's eating the karpas because this is the greatest food I've ever had. You're eating because it's a mitzvah. And therefore, that's why karpas, you could be motzi, but not by shalosh sudas. Or as well, any of the other sudas of Shabbos. It's really here when he says hamotzi b'sholosh sudas of Shabbos. It means all the three meals of Shabbos, not just shalosh sudas. Mishnah Berurah Sif Kanei says, you can eat the vegetables, you make the brach for them, and they eat the vegetables. Hainu karpas amara. It's pulling about both vegetables. But, Sif Kanei Vav, you're not allowed to eat. Why not? Shari kvar ochal avikomen. Because you already ate the avikomen, and the rule is, as we've learned already, vasalo litom shuv, you're not allowed to eat after the avikomen. And like we learned already, kilel besimen tov ayin ches. And likewise, you can't drink. You can't have even a cup of wine. Because you've already had your third cup of wine, you're not allowed to drink wine between the third and fourth cup. Shari omeid bein kos shlishi l'rvi. V'chanal besimen tov ayin tes, where we said you're not allowed to drink any additional wine at that point. Sivkot and Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, umuvarach inu birchas hamazon, the other people, I may not have said it clearly before, so I'll repeat it now. They bench, not the person who's leading the Seder for them. They have to bench on their own. Again, as I pointed out, unless they don't know how. And then you read it word for word with them, and they'll be yotzi themselves, not that you're yotzi them. Abel hu asu levarach, the Mishmur says, Mishvulam birchas hamazon. You can't be motzi them in birchas hamazon. The birchas hamazon ain't lahotzi acher. You can't be motzi somebody else in birchas hamazon unless, unless I'm also being motzi myself in birchas hamazon. The issue foot number six brings down that we learned previously in these dinim in Birchus Hamazon Siman Kuf Tzadi Zayin. Shap midor Reis Yochel midin Arbus. Technically, I could because they are now obligated in Birchus Hamazon. So technically, Koytzol Arevim, I should be able to. Nevertheless, Mikol Makom the Rabban and the Rabbi set up that you can't do this. And Lotzi Eschavero beBirchus Hamazon Elam Kain. So therefore, midirabbanon, I can't be motzi them. And this is based upon the concept of siv yochalta v'savata v'rachta. The Mishnah says you have to eat and be satiated, and then you bench. In other words, misha achal yivarech, only the person who ate should bench, not somebody else to bench for them. Dish foot number seven adds, and he says, when there are three people that are obligated in zimun, so then that's another reason over here that I can't bench on their behalf. Mishum she'enu yochal zamein. How can I say the benching for them when I say, when I didn't eat anything with them? And therefore, that's another reason why you shouldn't be able to be motzi them in the benching. What should you do if they don't know how to do it? So we said, sivkot and ches, yikra mila b'mila. Read word for word before them. So you say baruch, they say atah, etc. They'll say each word after you. And this way, the kol shekor mila b'mila va'achar ona imo lo havi bruch levatola. It's not a bruch levatola. I'm saying baruch atah, and then I say Hashem's real name. That's not a bruch levatola, because I'm teaching them how to do it, even though afa pi sheyotze mikvar, even though I'm not being yotze now, I was already yotze my meals. Nevertheless, I can teach them how to bench, Hari Hurak Milando Levarach, and when you teach somebody to make a bracha, you're allowed to say the real name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because otherwise they're going to say Hashem. That's when people teach bar mitzvah boys, some have the custom to say Hashem, and others say no. They're going to end up laying at the bar mitzvah and saying Hashem. So you teach them to say Yud Kei Vav Kei, spelled out, pronounced properly, rather than saying Hashem. And that's what Dershu footnote number 8 reminds us. Kishimalame tinokis levarach brachos, when you teach children to make a bracha, in order they should be familiar with the brachos. So we learned in Simon Reish Tav Vav, Tes Vav, Shemutulul haskir Hashem, the Ein Zilavatol. It's not called taking Hashem's name in vain when you're teaching somebody to make a bracha, because otherwise, how are they going to learn it? And therefore, it says in the pasuk, you have to teach it to them, so you're doing a mitzvah, and it's not a question of a bracha vatola. Now go to the Mechaber. What happens if you don't want to have your Seder first? You want to do them first, run through their Seder, and then spend time with your family. If you want to go first to their houses, finish off their Sedarim and then come to your house, so what should you do? Baruch lehu v'lo ach v'lo tom. You can make all the same brachas for them, but do not eat and do not taste anything, because you haven't yet made Kiddush. After you finished off their Sedarim, so then you go to your house, and you'll make Kiddush over there, and you'll start your Seder, albeit much later. The Mishnah explains in Sivkot and Tess, the Asur Litam Kodim Kiddush. You can't eat anything before Kiddush, as we already learned. Kamosha Kosu Simon Reshayin Aleph. The Michavi Lot says, Gam came back Kiddush, Omer Lefneim. Oh, so maybe you'll have in mind that you'll be Yotze. So then, Yitzdorach Lachosham Kizayis, Ulavarach Mechazibaz, Gam Kid. So then you'll be basically having your Seder over there. You won't be able to have the Seder in your house, because it has to be Kiddush Makam Suda. And then if you're going to have Suda, it's going to be Pas, and therefore you're going to have the bench, and therefore you're going to basically have your own Seder over there. So therefore, don't do that. The Mechaber continues and he says, going back to the first scenario where he stopped after the benching and then he went to their houses, if you wanted to, Yigmarah Kol Bevei. So you could actually finish off your Seder in its entirety, including the fourth coast and Halil and Yirtzah, and then go to the other people's houses and do the Seder for them. But again, you're not allowed to eat over there because you already finished your Seder. You ate the Afikomen. Sivkot and Yud, the Mishra says, Yigmar Kol, Afil Hal. If you want to, you can finish off your entire Seder before you go to them. And Sivkot and Yud Aleph, you're not allowed to eat there, as we already explained in today's share earlier, Kanal in Sivkot and Vav. That concludes Simon Tuf Pei Dalet. Actually, we have one last thing over here, the Bir Halacha. In Dibra Maskul, Mavarach Inu Birchas Amazon, so he says, Huadin the Yomar Gam came Lahem, Achakak Gamar Halel, Vivarach Lahem, Vishasu Kasa Dalela. He brings down for the Levush and Shar Perushim, he says, of course, you don't stop over there at the end of benching at their house, you finish off the Seder at their house. That concludes Tuf Pei Dalet, and now we go to Simon Tuf Pei Hei. Very short Simon, not very practical, as all these other Simonim offer the Seder, but important ideas. And that is, if a person swears he's not going to eat matzah, very short Simon. The Mechaber begins, only one sif aleph. If a person says, Omar, I make a shvua shlo alcha matzah, he swears he's not going to eat matzah. The Mishnah Berurah says in sif kot aleph, this is true. Bein im Omar zeh kodem Pesach, he said this a week or two before Pesach. Bein Omar belel Pesach gufor, he said at the actual night of the Seder, on Pesach, in both of these situations. Kivin de lo Omar bishvuoso, the mishtaba rak amatzas mitzvah, he didn't say, I'm not going to eat shvur matzah on the night of the Seder of Pesach. He said, I swear I will not eat matzah. So even if he says it on the night of Pesach, it means the matzah tonight, the matzah tomorrow night, the matzah the next night, the matzah after Pesach. It means he swears he's not eating matzah. And therefore, Elokola b'shvuaso kol matzah, he's including in his shvuah any matzah, both the matzah mitzvah as well as any other matzah. The lav davka matzah shalai l'zu, not just the matzah on the Seder night, even though he said it on the Seder night, and certainly if he said it beforehand, chai lo shvuaso, this is a valid shvuah. Why? The shvuah chal b'kola dvorim hamutorim im dvorim hausurim b'shei v'altase. That when you make a shvuah on something that is allowed, it also goes on things that you're not allowed to make a shvuah on. Nevertheless, they're going to be chal over here, b'shei v'al tase. So you said you're not going to eat matzah, so when you don't eat matzah, you did shei v'al tase. You didn't do an action. So your shvuah can be chal over here when it's chal on things that I will not eat matzah, that's regular non-mitzvah matzah, so it's also chal even on the mitzvah matzah. As we'll see in a moment, let's do it right now. We call makum kosu a poskim, the poskim bring down the mitzvah lahati shvuah. You should go and do ataris shvuah. Because you don't want to not fulfill the mitzvah of eating matzah, so therefore go and do a hataris nedarim, a hataris shvua over here on the shvua that you made. Now look in the Ber Heitev in Os Aleph, he says that not only is this a good idea, he writes v'kofin oso l'shol ha-shvua, so we force him to, and he brings it down the name of the Bach. In the Shaaret Zion, Os Beis, he says that the words of the Ber Heitev themselves ain't no meduktik, it's not exact, because the Bach didn't say that you're forcing him to. It's only the guy said, I do not want to eat the mitzvah of the Rabbanon, then we can force him, so to say, to go and break his shvua, du hataras shvua, hataras nedarim. However, the Mishnah Berurah himself later on says that we force him to go and do this hatar shvua. We'll see this in a moment in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Omar, if the person says shvua shalocha matzah b'leil Pesach, but if the person were to say, I make a shvua that I will not eat matzah on the night of Pesach, in other words, he's only making the shvua on mitzvah stuff, so then, loke, we give him malchus maridus, v'ochal matzah b'leil Pesach, and he then goes and eats the matzah anyway, because his shvua never was chal. Mishmur explains in Sivkot and Beis, the Kivadom Alel Pesach, since he specified it's only for the night of Pesach, Mistana v'kavonso a matzah mitzvah b'luchud. He's only making a shvua against the mitzvah, and that doesn't apply. Sivkot and Gimel, we give him malchus. Why? Mishum shvua shav, because he's making a shvua shav over here. Now, the Shaaret Zion, Chofetz Chaim writes, Ben yochal ha-kachalo, doesn't make a difference whether he eats it or not. The Kri Yotze mipiv shvua shav, because we're giving him malchus over here for making a false shvua. They ain't shvua chala al dvar mitzvah, because it can't be chal over here on the mitzvah. Why not? So the Dishu foot number 4 brings down from the Levush, Miachashu kvar mushba v'omin behar Sinai. This is a famous concept. We already are sworn to eat matzah, so you can't swear I'm not going to eat matzah. And therefore, you can't make a shvua against a mitzvah that you're already obligated to do. And therefore, Ein shvua zu chamur yosem in rishona. You can't say my shvua now is, so to say, more important than the original shvua that I made. In fact, the original shvua that we made on Arsinai is more important. And therefore, it's already included that I'm going to eat matzah now. I can't now swear that I'm not going to eat matzah now. The Mishmur continues. He says, konom achilas matzah mitzvah alai. If he makes a neder is different than the shvua, also achilas matzah, then it is in fact going to take effect because neder chol advar mitzvah. A neder can take effect against the mitzvah as opposed to a shvua. These are complicated dinim. We're not going to go into them right now. We'll accept them as they are. A shvua is not chal on the mitzvah, but a neder could be chal against the mitzvah. Finally, the Mishmur concludes and says, if the person says, I make a shvua, I won't eat mitzvah of maror, so then also b'chilas maror, he can't eat the maror. The maror b'zman is the rabbanon. It's only the rabbanon. And we said, ushvua chayla mitzvah the rabbanon. As opposed to a mitzvah the raisa like matzah, here it is chal on a mitzvah the rabbanon. The issue, footnote number 5 brings down, that we learn, shenumad me'akosuv al matzah sumor yochlu, that it's only a deraisa when you can eat the korban pesach with the matzah and the morah. But if without that, nowadays, unfortunately, only matzah is deraisa and the morah is not. Mishmur continues and says, what din ba'amar shlo yishta arbakosos. The same thing would apply. If a person says, I will not drink the arbakosos, the shvua is chal, because that's also mitzvah derabanan. However, the Mishnah Berurah adds, Mikom okom kofinoso shiyishal shvua. So here we force him to be shalom shvua. Again, it's interesting. Before the Shaaret Zion, he didn't like this lotion of kofin, but here the Mishnah Berurah uses it himself. We force him to do this. The same thing would apply on the second night that it would be chal. Shu gam kim in the run, because the second night is only minagav senu yadenu, that's the rabbanon. L'didon, the bikin, on b'kivs yach, we really know it's not Pesach. The nami chal levasa. Therefore, even on the second night, it's only the rabbanon, it would be chal, and we would force him to go and do hatar Shvua. So we force him to go and undo his tshuva. That concludes Simon Tov Pei Hei and today's shir.